Nay. So right now on the internet, we have over 90 devotees listening and watching. Let us offer our respects to the devotees. Vancha kalapatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaye vacha patitanang pavanebhya vaishnavebhya namo namaha. Here we are in New Dwarka. We're going to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, the fifth canto, the creative impetus. Chapter 14, the material world as a great forest of enjoyment, is today's verse 45. Is that correct? Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. No verse on the board today?
It was an oversight.
Okay. Please repeat. Now I'll do the verse and then we'll do the synonyms. Yajnaya dharma pataye vidinai punaya yogaya sankhya shirase prakritishvaraya narayanaya haraye nama it yudaram hasyan mrigatvam apiya samudajahara. Synonyms, please repeat. Yajnaya, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enjoys the results of all great sacrifices. Dharmapataye, unto the master or propounder of religious principles. Vidinaipunaya, who gives the devotee the intelligence to follow the regulative principles expertly. Yogyaya, the personification of mystic yoga. Sankhya Shirase, who taught the Sankhya philosophy, or who actually gives knowledge of Sankhya to the people of the world. Prakriti Ishvaraya, the supreme controller of this cosmic manifestation. Narayanaya, the resting place of the innumerable living entities. Nara means the living entities, and Ayana means the shelter. Haraye, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Hari. Nama, respectful obeisances. Iti, thus. Udaram, very loudly. Hasyan, smiling. Mrigatvam api, although in the body of a deer. Ya, who, samudajahara, chanted. Translation, please, if you would, repeat. Even though in the body of a deer, Maharaj Bharat did not forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, when he was giving up the body of a deer, he loudly uttered the following prayer. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is sacrifice personified. He gives the results of ritualistic activity. He is the protector of religious systems. The personification of mystic yoga. The source of all knowledge. The controller of the entire creation. And the super soul in every living entity. He is beautiful and attractive. I am quitting this body, offering obeisances unto Him, and hoping that I may perpetually engage in His transcendental loving service. Uttering this, Maharaj Bharat left his body. Purport by our spiritual master, the ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The entire Vedas are meant for understanding of karma, jnana, and yoga, fruitive activity, speculative knowledge, and mystic yoga. Whatever way of spiritual realization we accept, the ultimate goal is Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The living entities are eternally connected with Him via devotional service. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ante Narayana Smriti, the perfection of life is to remember Narayan at the time of death. Although Bharat Maharaj had to accept the body of a deer, he could remember Narayan at the time of death. Consequently, he took birth as a perfect devotee in a Brahmana family. This confirms the statement of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 41. Suchinang srimatam gehe yoga brashto vijayate. One who falls from the path of self-realization takes birth in a family of brahmanas or wealthy aristocrats. Although Maharaj Bharat appeared in the royal family, he became neglectful and took birth as a deer. Because he was very cautious within his deer body, he took birth in a Brahmana family as Jadabharat. During this lifetime, he remained perfectly Krishna conscious and preached the gospel of Krishna consciousness directly, beginning with his instructions to Maharaj Rahugana. In this regard, the word yogaya is very significant. The purpose of Ashtanga Yoga, as stated by Madhvacharya, is to link or connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goal is not to display some material perfections. Trinadapi sunichena tarad iva sahishnuna Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Harinama, harinama, harinamaiva kevalam, kalo nastyeva, 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 gatiranyata. The first word, yagyaya, indicates that name yagya means the personality of Godhead who accepts our sacrifice. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yajyatapasam. He is the beneficiary, the enjoyer of any austerities, sacrifices, penances that we may do. And Prabhupada teaches us in the fourth canto that Narayan or Yajna himself has also come in Kali Yuga to accept our sacrifice. And in Kali Yuga, the sacrifice is Sankirtan. And Prabhupada also writes that this whole ISKCON movement is sacrifice. Everything we're doing is for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we read in the 10th canto, Prabhupada will instruct us that all activities of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are centered around the sacrifice of distributing books, Srila Prabhupada's books, all activities. So everyone, no matter where you are posted, you may be pujari, you may be in the kitchen, you may be out distributing or chanting, or you may have a desk job, or you may be in so many different activities, you're doing sacrifice, you're worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everything about this movement, what is the first thing you learn? Books are the basis. When you joined, at least it used to be, I don't know if it still is, but when you joined, that's the one of the first things you learned. Prabhu, books are the basis. Prabhu, utility is the principle. Preaching is the essence. And purity is the force. This is how ISKCON goes on and has been going on and will go on those. But preaching is the essence of this movement. Preaching is Sankirtan. So it's the very essence of our movement. Dharma Pataye, unto the master or propounder of religious principles. Yamaraj instructed his servants after the Ajamil incident, when the Yamadutas were foiled for the first time. They were not able to apprehend. Yamadutas are the ultimate bounty hunters. A bounty hunter goes out and finds a criminal and brings him to justice and collects his dakshin. The Yamadutas are the ultimate bounty hunters. But in the case of Ajamil, they were defeated. And they went back to their master. And Yamaraj told them, religious principles, dharman tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion is what God says. Not what you say or I say. What does God say? That's religion. And Prabhupada, on that point, he writes that what better book of religion can there be than Bhagavad Gita, spoken by God Himself? Perfect. Perfect book of religion. Vidhi Naipunaya, who gives the devotee the intelligence to follow the regulative principles expertly. Yes, and Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction that one must be utsahan, very enthusiastic to follow the regulative principles. Not that, oh yeah, the four regulative principles, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling, yeah, okay, whatever. No. You have to be very enthusiastic because Maya is very strong. And if you are not enthusiastic, then Maya says, hey, why are you wasting your time? Come on, let's go. You're not putting your heart and soul into this. Come with me. Let's get into it. Let's go for it. Come on. And also, most important, one must be very enthusiastic to chant the minimum prescribed 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Somebody sent me an email. Prabhu, why we have to chant 16 rounds? So I explained to him that actually we're supposed to chant 64. But that would take us more than a day. Then Prabhupada said, okay, 32. We couldn't do that. So then Prabhupada said, 16. That's it. And as he writes in the Nectar of Instruction, therefore, since we are only chanting 16, Prabhupada says that practically speaking, we're fallen. Because we cannot do the 64, we're considered fallen. But then he says, but Lord Chaitanya, what's one of his names? Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. So Prabhupada writes, so since we are pushing on Lord Chaitanya's movement, then we can expect the mercy of Lord Chaitanya as Patita Pavana. So again, preaching is the essence. There must be preaching of Krishna consciousness. You must also see yourself as a preacher. That's very important to identify. Yes, I'm a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I am also a preacher. I may be like Atmananda Das on the altar. Yes, but he has to see himself as a preacher pujari. And no matter what activity you're given, you have to see yourself as a preacher, because preaching is the essence. So Krishna will give the intelligence, the dhammi buddhi yogam tam. This is another thing. Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, sabasya chaham riddhi sannivishta matak smritir gyanam apohanam cha. I'm not independent. It's not that I remember. No, that's ludicrous. I don't remember. Krishna allows me to remember. I don't know anything. It's that Krishna allows me to know something. And forgetfulness? I didn't forget. Krishna is causing me to forget. And as devotees, we want Krishna to help us to forget our material desires. We don't want Krishna to remind us, hey, a couple of lifetimes ago, you wanted to do this, 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 this. Go ahead, now's your time. No, we want Krishna to remind us, Prabhu, it's time to enthusiastically chant. So that brings me to 1 week ago. Actually, it was a week ago Saturday. 4 o'clock in the morning. Taking my clock was set for 5 o'clock. Because I was giving class every day in Santiago, Chile. So the devotees would come from where I was staying in one apartment. They would come and get me. I would go give class every day. So the alarm was set. But on this day, Krishna said, uh-uh, you're getting up early. So I'm sleeping in bed. All of a sudden, it's shake, rattle, and roll. And I was thinking today how to best describe it. Bhrigupati, you're from New York. We walk the walk. We talk the talk. Forget about it. So how many times you have ridden the subways of New York? Billions, right? Now, remember back the A train, right? Or the F train. Remember those days? So when you're on, I don't know about the new, but the old subways back in the 70s, how did their train go? Like that. That was the earthquake. It was like you were on the A train, but you didn't like this A train. Here in LA, we've had several earthquakes, right? But they last for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30s. This one, because I remember as soon as I got out of bed, I grabbed my beads, I sat on the floor, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. I must have chanted around because that didn't stop after 30 seconds. That thing was going like the bunny commercial. It kept going and it wasn't stopping. And it was like this. And you could hear the whole apartment. I was on the 6th floor. And you could hear. And then in the next room was the family where I was staying. And the lady of the house, Hakshi, she was also chanting very, very intently, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Meanwhile, the subway ride is continuing. I got a glimpse. What is Lord Chaitanya? A moment is 12 years or more. So during an earthquake? Yes. Every second is 12 years or more. And you're just waiting. When's it going to stop? When's it going to end? But it didn't end. It went on for a good minute, maybe 2 minutes. Because I remember I was still chanting and that thing was going on. And then there were other friends that we were having programs. They were living on the 10th floor of another building. And he came, after it quieted down, he came to our building, and he was in such a state. He was, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he knocked on the door. He said, Prabhu, Prabhu, Krishna saved us. Prabhu, Hare Krishna. The mantra saved us. Prabhu, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. He was in ecstasy. Yes. So I was, that whole rest of the week, simply I was preaching on this point in the Spanish word, terremoto. Am I right? Terremoto. And where I was, Santiago, that was 700 kilometers from where it was the epicenter, Concepcion. But the people who lived in the 10th and 12th floors, their apartment was like a pendulum, going back and forth. Back. Huh? That's not Julan Yatra. That's not the kind you want. So, everyone became very, very serious and sober. And then a few days later, I think it was Monday, day after Gaur Purnim, I was giving class in the temple, and in the middle of the class, another aftershock. My wife said that since the earthquake, there have been over 200 aftershocks. So everyone, you can't sleep at night. And as soon as you hear the slightest sound, Hare Krishna, because you think another one's coming. And even when I got back here, I got back home on Friday, as soon as someone will be walking down the hall, because you think any little, your nerves are so shot that you expect that any, and I remember right after the earthquake, for the rest of the week, even when I was brushing my teeth, Hare Krishna, Hare, because you don't know, any minute could be the final test, could be it. So, this is called blessing in disguise. Blessing in disguise. That this is, I was mentioning this on the weekend. This is Krishna's wake-up call. Especially for me, I'm seeing it. This is when you, a businessman, he checks into a hotel, so he'll tell the desk clerk, please ring my room at 5 o'clock. So he's peacefully sleeping. The phone rings, and then the desk clerk, Mr. Patel, this is your wake-up call. Thank you very much. So this was Krishna's wake-up call for all of Chile. You have forgotten me. How long you will sleep on the lap of the witch called Maya. Now it's time to get up. Jeev Jago, wake up and don't forget me. And then a few days later, then there was another earthquake in, I think someone said, Taiwan. And then yesterday, Turkey. They're coming. So I was in communication with my wife, and my wife said, hey, L.A. is next. And then, what did they say? Now I know, recently, Jayapataka Maharaj gave a class, because I listened, and he said, don't listen to, you know, what they say in the material world. Okay, I hope he's right. Because according to CNN, there's one place which is number one on the list for the next big earthquake. Guess what it is? Los Angeles, Gitaribo! So, I hope you're all ready. I hope we're all ready that when it comes, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Because I was telling my wife, if it happens again, should I go down this stairs? She goes, what are you talking about? In an earthquake, you can't go nowhere. The earthquake is all pervasive. And she was saying, people think that during an earthquake, you should go outside. Well, there were buildings crumbling. You might go outside and the building may fall on you. Where are you going to go? There is no shelter. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to turn. Nowhere to hide. The only thing you can do is ride it out and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, since a week ago, it happened on a Saturday morning, the day before Gor Panim. So since then, all I've been thinking about, Nirantara, are you ready to die? Are you ready? Have you settled all the accounts with the Corleone family? Have you made amends? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you Krishna conscious? Nirantara, are you Krishna conscious? What's going to happen? Luckily, when it happened, my beads are right there. I rolled out of bed immediately. I was chanting. So I feel, okay, good. And I wasn't that freaked out. I was like proud of myself. Hey, you didn't flip out. You were chanting. So that's good. But it's all I can think about all week, even now. All I'm thinking about is, it's coming. It's coming. Death is coming to a theater near you. Are you ready? Are you ready to die? That's my basic realization. Therefore, I have to be, like it says about Maharaj Parikshit, that he was always consciously surrendered. So am I always consciously surrendered to Krishna? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, anybody have any... yes, Archita, Dasa?
Thank you for a nice wake-up call. Actually, there was a small earthquake here in Culver City two days ago.
Oh!
They say there's a fault line that runs, and it ends just at the edge of Baldwin Heights. So there was an earthquake along that fault just 2 days ago. It was only a 2.2, but it's just a reminder that, yes, we are not secure here.
They said that the earthquake that just was in Chile was number 4 all time in the world. Number 4. Are you ready? Yes. Please.
And I had Sheila in my hand, and I was massaging and saying a mantra, Shalagram Sheila. And right at that time, there was a small earthquake. It shook the altar and me, and I thought, how fortunate if I could leave my body at this time.
Yes.
And it was like an amazing realization. It was right at that moment, and I thought this would be the biggest blessing in my life.
Jai. I remember many years ago, sitting right around where you are, and I remember it was like 10, 11 o'clock, earthquake came, and Jagannath was like this, rocking back and forth on the altar. But now the deities are strapped in, right? They have their seat belts. Very good. So if it happens, we're here, have kirtan. That's the way to go, right? I would think. Just do kirtan. So I heard yesterday that because of the earthquake and all the aftershocks, the devotees in Santiago had to leave the temple. And the deities are now been moved to a devotee's house. And the devotees, the brahmacharis that are staying in the temple, they are living in someone else's house. So it may be Krishna's arrangement that maybe they have to get a new place. But Krishna consciousness goes on. And when it comes, just chant Hare Krishna. There's nothing else you can do. No place to go. No place to hide. Just surrender. What else? Jai Mataji. Hari Bol. Anything else? He has a question or comment?
Well, I'll make my comment first. In earthquake class, because I grew up in California, they said to get under a doorway. And they told us to get under a doorway because that's the strongest part of the building, and to get outside. Just that comment. My question is on chanting rounds.
Yeah.
I was reading, I think it's The Art of Chanting, and they were suggesting, I think, one of the, Bhaktivinod Thakur, one of the great masters, would chant like 16 silently in his mind, because the Veda says the most proficient way to chant. 16 softly, 16 loudly, something like that. It was like varied, his chanting. And so my question is to you, like, we get our 16 rounds done, but in all practicality, what about stuff like Harinam Sankirtan when we go out and do public chanting? Does that count? Also, what about when you're doing your tasks or you're riding your bike and you just sing Hare Krishna most of the day? I mean, does that count? What's your suggestion?
Harinama Eva Kevalam, and there are no hard and fast rules. Now, Prabhupada taught us, please correct me if I'm wrong, we have to do 16 rounds out loud, minimum, okay? So your 16 rounds on your beads should be done out loud. Loud enough so that you can hear, and that if I come by you, I can, oh, he's chanting Hare Krishna. That has to be at least that loud. You understand what I'm saying? Now, after your 16 rounds, you can chant a gajillion rounds, soft, loud, however you like. But your recommended dosage, Dr. Prabhupada, has recommended 16 rounds on beads, loud enough so that you hear, and that anyone who walks by you also hears. And then, yes, while you're walking, chant. While you're running, chant. Lord Chaitanya used to chant in between bites of eating. Hare Krishna, Hare, like that. Right? So, while you're yes, we have that pastime of the Gundicha Marjan. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya are cleaning the temple, and they're not talking. If they need someone's attention, Krishna, 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 oh, Krishna, Krishna. Just by chanting Krishna's name, they're communicating. So yes, Haranama Eva Kevalam, this is the only way, confirmed by the Conchal. Thank you, Conchal. And yes, whatever you do, right? There's no hard and fast rule. And you can practice to such an extent that even while you're sleeping, you're chanting. I've had dreams like that where I'm chanting in my sleep. Or sometimes I have a dream where I'm doing a Namahut program in my dream. Right? But you got to do the minimum 16 rounds out loud, okay? Archita Das.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Just a request. We mentioned in announcements a few days ago, but nothing has happened. During the week before Gopurnima, we were reading from the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is my personal volume for my complete set, and somebody has taken it from the Tupper Room. Please give it back to me. I don't want a hole in my set. Somebody gave themselves the right to take my book home. Please bring it back. Whoever's got it, bring it back. I need it to keep my set complete. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Anything else we'd like to discuss? That's it. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. You're in the minority.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think you're in the minority.
It's like you feel like you're in the palm of God's hand.
Yes.